Okay, good morning. This past week's daf, Maseches Seirim, daf Kuf, 10th Perek. We start the mission on the bottom of daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Ilan Shuhu Meis Lechal Oretz. Okay, there's two parts of this Mishnah. The first part is rather short in the Gemara discussion. Let's see the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Ilan Shuhu Meis Lechal Oretz, you have a tree that its branches droop down to the ground. The Mishnah says, Im ein neufe gavei menor shloshet fochim metatlan tachtov, that if the branches which go downward reach within three tfachim to the ground, metatlan tachtov, that's using the concept of lovod that we had in the past. So within three tfachim to the ground, as if it reaches the ground, metatlan tachtov, then we could be metatlan in that area because the branches themselves of the tree constitute a mechitza. So the entire area is mukaf mechitzas. So therefore one could be metatl in that entire area. Rashi says, Hamesach, Shnoifi Noitlamat, and we call Stod, Sod of Sobov. The branches bend downward from all the sides, all the way around. Mtafn Tachtov. So Rashi, Damrin, and Lovud. We say Lovud, Vaharei, Yeshkan, Mechitza, Sod. Now we have Mechitza of 10 Tfachim high. That's obviously we're talking where the branches start from a ospap, which is 10 tefachim high. Now the Bach says that the next Rashi is really part of us. He takes away the Divrei Maaskil. He says in hanofim nemuchim el bereshon holchem al bein litzad chiburim. That's his Bach over here. Right. That the branches themselves are start out being high and they come down to the ground. Okay, so this is the first halacha that the Mishnah talks about, that a tree itself could constitute a mechitza. The branches start out high enough, over 10 tefachim. That will give us a mechitza of 10 tefachim high. And if they go downward, and it's maspik, it's enough that they go within 3 tefachim to the ground. They don't have to actually touch the ground. Now the Gemara tells us a condition, the Gemara over here, and we'll see that there's another Gemara in Sukkah, which also tells us an additional condition in the Mishnah over here, which is important to know. Zot the Gemara, Amar Avchunu B'Dei Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua. We skipped the last part of the Mishnah. We'll come back to it. Amar Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua. Eim etatlan boi yesa mibeis sosayim. Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua says that the Mishnah says that when you have the branches of a tree which constitute the mechitza, it only allows one to carry if the area is within a beis sosayim. Where if the area under the tree is more than beis sosayim, then it wouldn't be mutter. It wouldn't be mutter. My time, what's the reason for that? Mishum dehavadir shtashmish la'aver. Because the mechitzas over here, which are making a dira, this dira, this living usage is tashmish la'aver. V'chol dir shtashmish la'aver, ein metatlan bo, yes, emi beis hasayim. That there's a problem with this mechitza, like we had in the past, the general halacha, that we need that mechitza has to be hukaf ledira for living purposes. If a mechitza is not hukaf ledira, that's the general base halacha, that you limit it to base hasayim. So this gemara over here tells us an additional condition in that. Let's see the Rashi. If the enclosed area under the tree was more than Mesa Saim, aim betatlin by Ella Barbams. Then you're limited. The mechiz doesn't help you. You can only carry arba amis. Rashi says, "Vafil not mitchil lekataka have a mukaf ledira." That Rashi tells us like this: that I mean, if the tree was planted, or maybe wasn't planted at all, and you happen to have a tree which happens to have these conditions, then that's not even what the Gemara is talking about. That's stam not hukaf ledira. But we're talking about it, even if it was planted originally for this, and therefore the hekaf is considered mukaf ledira. That's what she said. If you look at the have a mukaf ledira, we consider this hukaf ledira, but it's still not going to reach the conditions of hukaf ledira, which gives the hekaf for more than basic sign. My time, Rashi says, what's the reason for this? We know that once it's hukaf ledira, then there's no limit. Well, I think Mara says, we shouldn't have a dirish tashmish la'avir. Rashi explains, what do we mean that it's a dirish tashmish la'avir, which literally means that the usage is just for the ear space, la'avir. Rashi says, what it means is, eino lodur bo tomud. That the kind of dira that this tree was planted for is not to live there on a constant basis. Elul his toifiv bo shomrei hasadeh. This is just a place for the person who washes the field in order to shade himself. That's the level of dira that this is made for, and that's not going to reach the conditions of dira which are required in the halakha of hukaf ledira. And a lot about tamid. What you need to have is something which is in the category of lodur batamid, to live there constantly. And what this is made for is not lodur batamid, and therefore this wouldn't be considered hukaf ledira on the level of dira that's required. So this is a new condition. The Gemara tells us over here that even if it is hukuf, originally it was set up for some level of dira, but the Gemara tells us that what the level of dira that we need in order to have the halacha that the hekiv helps for ifilias misasayim needs to be something which is constant usage. Lord of Atomid, as Rashi says. Now the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah, the Rishonim bring that there's a halacha that we're familiar with, I believe, in Hilchos Sukkah. Of late, the canvas sukkahs have become upgraded because of this halacha. That the halacha is that if a mechitza is blown by the ruach, a ruach mitzuyah could move the mechitza. So that's not considered mechitza at all. Generally, branches of a tree are like that. When they grow down, the bottom part is lighter. So the Gemara in Sukkah says that this is only good only if you fix it up, b'hutza b'dafna, if you put different things that grow, whatever it is, that will help to solidify this mechitza, that it shouldn't be moved. Gimel tfachim neruach mitzuyah. So this is a condition that is necessary regardless. Meaning to say that our Gemara talked about hukaf ledira, not hukaf ledira. Right? That ledira is an additional condition if you want more than base the same. But this condition that we're talking about is a condition in the ikar mechitza. So even if you're not trying to help, even if the area is within a base of saim, but the ikar din mechitza requires this. So if it's moved by ruach mitzuyah, then it wouldn't be mutter even to be metaltal, even if the area is less than a base of saim. Now, The Ritva says that from our Gemara, it would seem, it should come out of our Gemara, the problem is that, in general, a mechitza, like that of an ilan, is generally used tashmish la'avir. But were it to be that this mechitza was planted originally for real usage, then in a chanami, then it would be good even if it's more than mesa sayin. We could derive from this Gemara that if the usage that it was planted originally for was not merely tashmish la'avir, then it'll be mutl taltal bekula. It's mutl to be taltal on everything, the entire thing. Now there's a question over here as follows. Being that we mentioned that even if you have the mechitza, but if the Ruach HaMetzuyah could move it, so you have to solidify it, you have to tie it down. So the question over here is that, let's say originally it was not planted for dira, proper dira, but when you put the hutz of a dafna, when you solidified it, that was done with the shame deer. Right? Whatever level of deer we're talking about. Does that help? Does the original planting have to be done with the shame deer? Or being that it doesn't have a shem mechitza, called man, that the ruach could move it, and really what's making it into a proper mechitza is first this that you're solidifying with the hutz of a dafna, so if that's put on the shame deer, would that be sufficient? In the Ritva,
sufficient to what point? To beyond Beis Hasan? Sufficient to what?
Well, yeah, right. I mean, the whole din of Dira is only a requirement in if it's more than Beis Hasan. Right? Or less than Beis Hasan, right. It's not this whole, right? If it's more than Beis Hasan, that's when the requirements of Hokov Ladira are necessary. Now, so let's say, you know, you go into the forest and you find a tree that's, you know, that was just grew by itself and happens to have long branches. So that it wasn't planted, it wasn't not for Dira purposes. It wasn't planted for Dira purposes, but like we're saying that even if it was, there's still an additional condition which is missing in order to have a shem mechitza, the fact that you solidify it down. So now that you're tying it down, now that it's first becoming a mechitza in the first place, right? So does this help? Does this help that this was done the shem dir? If it's not tied down, it's not a mechitza at all. You can't even metal even if it's less than mezuzah zayin. So being that the whole shem mechitza first comes now by this that you're solidifying it. So, would that be considered hukuf l'dira? Right? The fact that you're first giving the mechitza, shem mechitza, at this point, l'shem dira. The Ritva over here that we just mentioned would seem to be, because he says that in notam etchila lodur bo dira shle betashmish, then it's mutter. He brings afterwards the halacha as far as solidifying it, that it shouldn't be menaneh beruach. And from the Ritva, the Mefarshim are medayik that it has to be planted originally for that purpose. I see they bring the Magen Avraham in Shin Samach Beis that says that it's sufficient this that you're filling behutza v'dafna, you're solidifying it, that l'shem dira. That'll be enough for this. So according to this Magen Avraham, that if you have a tree, you know, someplace out in the forest, you know, which wasn't planted at all, and its knife reaches down to the proper within 3 tochum from the ground, however, it's menaneh beruach, and therefore you have to solidify this mechitza. So if this was done now for a proper dira, So then that'll be sufficient to be able to be metalful bakula. Okay, so that's this first part of the mission over here, which is probably why this mission is over here in Ar Masecht. The next part of the Mishnah, its real place maybe belongs someplace else. We'll see. The second part of the Mishnah discusses the Isser of the Mishtamish Be'ilam. Right? That's where Rashi brings the source in Maseches Be'ya. Gemara brings a brice later on about this, that Chazal asked on Shabbos and Yontif to be mishtamish, to use a tree, that we're afraid that a person might end up ripping off a branch, a leaf, a tree, which is a nesederaisa. So the Mishnah says as follows. You have a tree that its roots come out of the ground 3 tochim high. Okay, you have these big old trees that the roots come out of the ground and they could be go higher than 3 tochim, which means as follows, that as you see over here, The background is that anything which is within the three tefachim is considered aras mechta, right? Yelovid, not lovid, but within three to the ground is considered the ground itself, and therefore the takonas chazal not to be mishtamish be'ilon wasn't said on anything which is within three tefachim to the ground. The whole isser is first after it's hardened three tefachim to the ground. So Kipshuta, this Mishnah says that if the roots go higher than 3 tefachim, Leishalim can't sit on them. Now that means, Kipshuta, that just the part which is higher than 3 is asur. Right? That's what it means. You can sit on the part which goes higher than 3. That's what it means. That this goes into the general isser of the Mishtamash Be'ilan. Once it's higher than 3. Right? We'll see in the Gemara. Is not so satisfied that should be what the Mishnah is saying. The Gemara will give us an additional chiddush what this Mishnah is saying, but at first glance, this is what the Mishnah seems to be saying over here. The Shavashim, if the roots are going to be asking, what's Fachim, no Yishvaleim? So, crashing. We stop in that last Rashi. Le Yishvaleim, the Kibn Gvim Shloisha Ki Ilun Chashivi, the Aim Shtam Shem Yilun. As she says, since the Tweet Fachim Hoi, they have the dinner of an Ilun. And the din is Eim Shtamshin Be'ilon. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Zolt the Gemara Itma. Right after the two dots on the Kuf Amr Aleph, Itma. Shrosh Il Habom El Mailo Mishloisho. The roots of a tree which reached higher than 3 tefachim, l'toich shloishim, and they come back down into 3, within 3. They bend back down. And the question is that on that area which bends back down after it was up, is the iser to mishtamish be'ilan applicable on those or not? The Gemara says, "Machlekes amirum Rabba omer mutter l'shtamish bohen, Rav Sheshes omer osu l'shtamish bohen." Rabba says it's mutter, Rav Sheshes says that it's osu. Rabba omer mutter l'shtamish bohen. The Gemara goes to explain the reasoning. Rabba omer mutter l'shtamish bohen. The Chol Pochsim Gimel de Ara, Arahi. Rabba seems to be the simple understanding over here. Is that it's always like that? It's on the way up. We understand that within 3 tefachim you could, so then it, you know, it has to wear. Once you're ma'al megimel, so you're not aras mechta, now you're an ilan. Anything under that is ar. No difference on the way up, on the way down. Rav Sheshes omer osu l'shtamish bohen. Rav Sheshes says it's osur. Why does he say it's osur? The answer is, the kivin kech iser ka'asi, asurin. Anusvara mikoyach iser kaasi, which means that these roots, at the point when they're more than three tefachim high, they're asur. As they continue on, even though they're going down, they're extending from something which became asur. Avsheshes holds that something which comes mikoyach iser, something which extends from something which was asur, that in itself will maintain the iser. So since the previous part was nasar, so the iser remains on the shvashim, even though the shvashim are actually less than three. Machlok samiroim. Let's see the Rashi. Zok Rashi. There's one Rashi over here. Memayel megimul toch gimul. The laachar shibir shloisha chazul chafufu. After the roots came up three tefachim high, they bent over again, and that's why they're now, there's a part on them which is less than gimul tefachim. And more tells us like this, that there are a few cases which the Machlokes Rabbah and Rav Sheshes will apply to. Mar says as follows: the domu kimshunisa, if the tree is like this mushunisa, we'll see what this is. The halach is as follows: the salkan le'elo asurin, the branches or the roots which going up are also denachtan sato shoru, the ones that are going down are mutter. Litzdodin plukta drabar of Avsheshes. The ones that go to the side are dependent on Machlekes Rabbah of Avsheshes. Let's see the Rashi on this. Rashi says, "Dom kim shunisa, kishen sela." Right? They have what's the translation that they use for this? You have a
which one?
It's like a mountain.
Kim shunisa?
Yeah. How do they translate? Like a mountain peak, okay. Right. Kahar zeh shem shapel etzdodin, that it's slanted on the sides. Kach yoitzin shoroshov ketanim mitoich hagdoilim, that so to this tree, that their smaller roots, which come out of the larger ones, etzdodin to the sides, ukfufin la'oretz, and they're bent over toward the ground, mikan u'mikan, Hagdel Mhoichlin Magbin Balachsin, Yesim Gimel Kazet. The larger ones grow diagonally upward. So now we have three types of branches or roots. You have the Salkin Liloi, Rashi says, Hagdelim Mishihigbia Lamailim Gimel. We have the ones that grow, that they're starting to grow from already higher than three off the ground. Asuma de Reakoil. That definitely is awesome. The Nachsil Tatoi, Rashi says, Hagdelim Leroshi Shaltzad Ha'ilon Kol Shaloi Gavoya Gimu. Things that are growing from the part of the tree which is less than three. Chenk Tanam Hayetzim and Hagdelim Shipuloi. And so too the smaller roots which are growing from the lower part of the larger ones, Shoru Udiri HaKoel, Dakati Lav Bechlal Isur Yosu. These roots or branches are all within three. Let's start them, the ones on the side. Hashrosh maktan hayetz mitoich goyve shel gedolim umatim laoritz l'soich gimel. This situation is that they're starting from on top of three and they're bending down within three. The avsheshes asiri, quanter avsheshes, they'll be also like the Sfardi Mor says, the mekayich isura also l'rabba shoru, or quanter rabba it'll be mutter. Right, so this is another application of their machlekes, where These roots start at a point which they reach a level of Isser, and they're bending down on the gimel. So they're actually on the gimel, and if a rabbi holds that their mutter, Rav Sheshes, has his svara of Mekoyach Yisur Kaasi. The second application, the Gemara says, of the Machlekes, V'chein Anigru. Rashi tells us, what's this? Ilan Hayetim Teichritz Kotzer, Ha'osi Lahoy Lechamayim L'Sodis. You have a canal, we'll call it. You have some kind of ditch that's in the ground that's made in order to for water to flow, and the tree is growing in this narrow canal. So what you have over here is that the tree, which is growing in this canal, so on two sides of the tree, which is the higher part, are against the tree over there. V'imbo limdoid mitzdodim shebeseich hanagar. So in actual, what you have over here is that the ground level of the tree is different. On you have in the ditch, so the ground level starts lower, and from on the other two sides, which is the regular ground level, it's higher. Right? So depending on where you're going to start measuring from, a branch or a root will be within Gimel or the Malami Gimel. If you start counting from the two sides, from the level ground, so that area is not going to be three high. So Rashi says as follows: the Rabbo, back over here, moided mehagidudim v'shori. According to Rabbo, you'll measure from the banks over there, from that higher area, and therefore it's mutter. The whole pachas megimul la'ara ka'ara, because anything which is within three to the ground will have the heter. The Rav Sheshes may oimkoi moided. According to Rav Sheshes, you'll measure from the depths, from within the canal. For egavay megimul koyach isura osu. So the Gemara understands that this also will go into Rav Sheshes' svara of Mekoyach Isur Kaasu, and since the tree in the canal has these sides which are opened, and therefore if you measure from there, it will be higher than Gimel, so it's also even on the other side. The third application, the Gemara says, is V'chem Mekeren Zovis. A corner. Rashi explains as follows: Ilan ha'olav b'mitzaya shnei tzolim shel chotzer. If you have a tree which is planted in the corner where the two walls of the chotzer come together, b'mitzaya shnei tzolim shel chotzer, the gimel stod of nechnasim b'seicha mitzaya shebekaisom, and three sides of the tree enter into this corner area, and we can only see one side of the tree. And now this tree grows above the wall, above the kaisel, and the height of the tree is not three tfachim above the height of the wall. The Rabbo called pochas megivul avilanhu. According to Rabbo, anything which is less than three tefachim, lav ilan hu, is not considered an ilan. It was never three tefachim high, so it'll be mutter. Urav sheishes me'ara mashchinan. According to Rav Sheshes, similar to the case before, we're going to measure from the ground. Umikayach isur ka'asu. And therefore, we'll look at this as if that piece on top is coming mikoyach yisurim, and it'll be awesome. Now Rashi adds like this: v'dafka keren zovis. This that the Gemara says according to Rabbi, if you have that part that's growing on top is less than three, it's mutter. It's only if it's growing by a kerenzav, by a corner. So you only have one open side. But if you have a tree which happens to be growing right adjacent to a kaisel, and one side of it is against the kaisel, is covered by the kaisel, Moide Rabba, Rabba agrees over here, the Hoya Ushloisha Stol of Gavoyin, since three of the sides, that area on top is Gavoyin, because those sides are open. So you would be measuring from the ground, Varvi Shavlaoretz, by the kaisel, and it's only the fourth side, which is equal to the ground, or the kaisel in this case, the Asa Fil Tzidah the Shavla Kaisel. Rabba's masking that in this case, we only have one side that's the short side. Then Rabbi's masking that even in this case, you measure from the ground, and you wouldn't even consider that side to be pochas migimul tfochim. Now, I mean, we have over here 3 and 1, right? What about 2? It would seem to be from the Gemara before, by the case of the canal. That's when you have 2. The Gemara also said that machlekes, right? So this that Rashi says v'dafka keren zovis really shouldn't be that you need all 3, right? Because like we saw before, even 2 is enough. Yeah, it talks about the halach. Now let's see over here. Okay, so what we have so far is that we have a general machlokes between Rabba and Rav Sheshes. Rabba, his svara is the simple way we understand it, that the rules are anything which is within 3, his mutter is not considered an ilan. And anything which is lamal from 3 has a din of an ilan. Rav Sheshes has a new svara of Mikoyach Yisuru Kawasu, and the Mora tells us that their machlokes will be applicable in these 3 cases that the Mora discusses. Now the Mora brings a ma'is as follows. Ha'u diklo da'av l'abaye. Abaye had a dekel, a tree, v'hav a solak bi'ipuma. And this, he had, like Rashi explains, that this tree was actually growing in his house. And it protruded through a skylight in the ceiling. And coming out on top, it was less than 3 tefachim. Oslech Rabbi Yosef v'shorolei. The question was he able to use the mishtamash with the ilan on top? And Rabbi Yosef was matter it. Omrav Acha bar tachlifo, the shorolach k'rav v'shorolach. So Rav Acha bar Tachlifa said that the heter of Yosef was based on Shitas Rabba, because according to Rav Sheshes it would not have been mutter. On that, the Gemara asks Pshita, what did he mean to say with that? Doesn't it follow? And that the Gemara answers as follows: Mal the same, a filler of Sheshes based command the Moli Domi, that no, he meant to make a point over here. Because there would have been room to think that Rav Sheshes himself agrees in this case over here. Why? Like we had before, this concept of Beisa Keman Demoli Domi, a house. We could view it as if it's full, and therefore, L'shtam Shepochs Megimul Somach L'gag, even according to Rav Sheshes, we wouldn't, if we looked at the house as full, so then even from the inside, we wouldn't consider it that it's Gevoya Gimel. Kamash Malon. That's what he was coming to tell us, that we don't say, according to Rav Sheshes, basic command the Mali Domi over here in order to be matter even according to Rav Sheshes. And therefore, the Machlekes of Rabbi Rav Sheshes applies here too, and the Heter was based on Shitas Rabba. Look, Rashi. Let's see the Rashi over here. To have a Solpi Puma, Rashi says, the tree was standing in the house, and it protruded through a window on top into the roof, pochos migimel, less than 3 tefachim. V'shorelei, so Rabbi Yosef was matarit. De'enei nira minaga gimel, afil be'echem etzdodov. He was matar that coming out on the roof, it's on all the tzdodim, it's less than gimel. So on that, he told him, k'rabba shoreloch. The heta over here was based on Shita's rabbi. The Omar lo yamrin mekei chisura osi. The rabbi says that we don't say the svara of mekei chisura osi, that it's extending from something which was nasa. We don't say that. The hahocha b'sechabai is huda osu shegavai nirisham. Over here, within the house, it appears the height of gimel tefachim is nira, therefore definitely will be osur in the house. So this heter is based on Rabbah, because if you hold of the svar of mikay chisur ka'asi, it should be osur. So Matthew Gemara said the chiddush was because there would be room to think that even contra of sheishes it could have been mutter, but the svar of basic command demoli ka'ara smichtahi. We look at the house as if it's thick ground. The Gemara did use such a svar before. Generally, when we have a chaloyim between two chatzeres, so the chaloyim has to be within 10 tefachim, but between two houses, because of the svar of command the mali domi, the chaloyim could join the two houses even if it's lamalim yud. So that would be the basis of thinking that Rav Sheshes might agree over here. And that's what he was coming to, Rach was coming to say, that the svar of command the mali domi won't help over here for Rav Sheshes. And therefore, Kunt of Sheshi will be also, and the Het is based on Rabbah. Now let's see, the Gemara comes now to our Mishnah. And we'll see, like we mentioned before, that the Gemara understands that our Mishnah is saying more than it would appear at first glance. Zot the Gemara as follows, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Shavah Shal Voimin Arat Gimel Tzfachim Lo Yeshev Aleihin. The Mishnah, the Sefer of our Mishnah, which discusses the Isser of Shroshim, the Mishnah says that if they're three tefachim high, lo yeshav alein, person can't sit on them, the Isser of Mishtamash B'ilan. So the Gemara as follows, Heichi Dami, what is the case of the Mishnah? Id lo yhadri kipi pshita. If we're talking about sitting on a part which is higher than three, it didn't bend over, we're not discussing the part that's back under Gimel, it reached Gimel, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. So it's more pshitum. That's simple. I don't need a Mishnah to say it. The Mishnah must be saying some kind of chiddush. Elolav, afagav the hadri kipi. Must be, in order for the Mishnah to be telling us something new, must be what the Mishnah means is that if you have shnosh mishnah goya gimel, loyesh valein means even after the hodar nichvav to the ban. That's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah, so that's when the Mishnah talks about Shuvashim Gavoya Gimel, what the Mishnah means to say is that once it reaches Gimel, then from then on it's also, even if it goes under Gimel. So according to this Mishnah, our Mishnah will be a writer to Rav Sheshes, the Sfara of Bar Mikaych Yisura. That Gemara says, Loilam Doi Hadri Kipi. Loilam, that it's not, because if it would go down, and as right now we're answering the Mishnah according to Rabbah. According to Rabbah, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Lamal migimel, that's pshita. If it bends back down under, it's not also according to Rabbah. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Zot Gemara v'hokamash mlon. The chiddush of the Mishnah is afagav v'tzidi echad shavel oretz. That even though one side is shavel oretz, even one side is equal to the ground. Now let's see how Rashi explains this. Rashi says as follows. Here, the first Rashi over here, the Hadakipi, that's two lines up from the narrow lines, the Hadakipi, the Gemara says that the Chiddush Mishnah must be that it bends down, And the point of the mission is that you can't sit on the part that drops under three. The yalagvoyim pshita. That if the mission is coming to tell me that you can't sit on the part which is still the malami gimel, that's simple. I'm going to read this Rashi, but it sounds, Rashi seems to be saying that it's posh that we know that, right? Right? You hear? Akati le'ashmi'inan. Rashi is not saying that. You know, if we were introducing the first halacha over, then it wouldn't be a pshita, right? So what Rashi seems to be saying is that apparently we know the ikar iser. Once you know the ikar iser, so I don't need the mission to tell me the ikar iser, right? Of bimshtamish be'ilan. So that's why the Gemara. There has to be some additional chiddush over here. So that the Gemara answers according to Rabbah that we're looking for a chiddush mission according to Rabbah. The chiddush can be if it's nicher florit, it goes under three because it's not true. It's not also according to Rabbah. The answer is see the echad shovel oret. Shakaka gavoy b'tzidoi ha'echad that the ground is higher on one side. Moide Rabba Hecha the Shloish Stodok Vemina Oretz Tasura Tsara Shovel Oretz. The Rabba agrees that even though on this side over here it's less than Gimel, but being that it's only one side, like Rashi mentioned before, he's referring to this Gemara here, that if you only have one side which the measurements on that side are less than Gimel, then even Rabba is masking. And that's how you learn this Mishnah over here. When the Mishnah says, Shorosh of Goyim Raz Gimel Tfacha Malayesh of Aleihim, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though on one of the sides it's less than Gimel, that's what the Mishnah is coming to. That's the additional din that the Mishnah is adding over the base halacha of the Issa Shtamash B'ilon. Okay, so this is how the Gemara sets up his halacha. Halacha would take a paskin like Rabba, like you see in the Maisa Rav, Lohokil. We don't say the Svar of Mikoyach Yisur Ka'asi. And therefore, in these cases of the Gemara, where there's a Mahak is a Rabba, and Rav Sheshis, the halacha is like Rabba. Let's see the Gemara. Moreover, he continues with these halachas. An important halachas come out of the next piece of Gemara. Let's see if we could cover some of this. Tan Rabbanan. Taught in a braisa, Sharosh Ilun Shivoy Menorah Gimel Tfachim, Oishiyesh Chlal Tachten Gimel Tfachim, Afal Pi Shetziti Echad Shavla Oretz. If you have a measuring space under them gimel tefachim, even though one side is shovel oretz, and if you measure over there, it's less than three tefachim. Harez leyeshev alein that you can't sit on them, since the other side or sides. Tesis talks about this, how this works out with Rav Sheshis, right? According to Rabbi, it's good. It's one side. Right? According to Sheshes, even it's more than one side. Harez leyesh v'aleim lefi. Why? What's this based on? This is really the base halacha that things start from. Shein olim be'ilon, ven nislan be'ilon, ven nishonim be'ilon. That we can't on Shabbos, a person can't be mishtamish be'ilon in any way. You can't climb up a tree. Ven nislan be'ilon simply means that you can't hang. Or even lean on a tree. And the truth of the matter is that Mishtamish Be'ilon even refers to removing something from a tree. It's on a tree. Now the Brassic continues. V'layala Be'ilon Mib'ayyayim. This is our additional Chiddush over here. V'layala Be'ilon Mib'ayyayim V'yeshe Shab Koyayim Kuloy. A person can't, being on the trees, mishtamish b'ilon, but what about if a person goes on before Shabbos? Sagt mich no, weil ja bei ihm bei dem wie ich schon call ihm kulay. You can't do that either. Even though he was all of a hat. Echer ilen wege kol behema. The Gemara adds over here that this isser of the mishtamish doesn't only it's not only limited to that of an ilen, but even of an animal. A person is not allowed to go on an animal also based on a problem of that we're concerned that he might end up ripping off a branch in order to lead the animal, to make the animal go. I will borsi chomayr together. However, to climb in, climb out, as the Gemara continues, that's no problem. Tapas for him, tapas for yerid. Even 100 amos, Rashi speaks that over here because the issue is not based on tircha. Being that that's so climbing into a bor, the issue is like we mentioned, that we're concerned that a person might end up being told or something. That's the original Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. Zok Rashi. Bor Sir Chumayra. Rashi says, Ben Sheish Mamayim, Ben Shem Heimayim, whether there's water in there or not, Metapis. Rashi says, Metapis V'yorit. The time will have Vishnu Tirch. Rashi is speaking out the Chiddush over here. That what the Brais is coming to say, that the basis of this is not because of Tirch. Were that to be so, then it would apply to climbing in and out of a bor. The Isser is Shla Yitlish Menamachuba B'miskavin, that we're afraid that a person might end up ripping off something from something which is attached, a branch, or something, with kavana to rip it off. And then he's being over in Isser, the Raisa. Now the Gemara says as follows. Let's go back to the Gemara. Omar, the Gemara, Tani Chodo. We learned in one Raisa, Im Olo, Mota Leirid. If a person did go up onto a tree, what's the halacha? Is he stuck there? Is he mutter for him to come down? The first brayse says mutter leir, he may come down. But Tani Chada also leir. Another brayse says that he may not come down. There's a contradiction in two brayses. Someone who went onto a tree, is he mutter for him to come down on Shabbos or not? Loikasha Zot Yimora, that we could answer the contradiction. The difference is whether he went up b'shas iser or not. If we not went up mibayim, then he may come down on Shabbos because he was all over beheta, b'shas heta. And kam shecha shecha, when he went down, when he went up already, when b'shas iser after he was ready Shabbos, so then he can't come down. Rashi explains as follows: So Rashi im olo be'ilon also leirid, the chol derech yidosim mishtamish b'mechuba. The problem of coming down is because there's a positive hishtamish b'mechuba by coming down. Olam b'bayoyim, Rashi says v'kiddush l'avayoyim. So he went up before Shabbos, and now that he's up in the tree, kiddush l'avayoyim, loy katzinen lei v'yorid. Over here, we don't cancel him. We don't give him a fine, a knas, and it's mutter for him to come down. So that's the basis of the chilek between ol mibayim and olo mishech hasheich. That's the first answer the Gemara says. Bois emo, hava ha mishech hasheich. So Gemara, we can answer the contradiction, even if they're both talking about that he went up b'isr, l'kash kam sheik kam b'mezid. The difference is whether his going up was b'shoigeg or b'mezid. B'shoigeg, if he didn't realize that today was Shabbos, didn't know that it was Osir, that's the b'shoigeg. So according to this Peretz, that the knas that we give it, which we don't allow him to come down, is only b'mezid. B'shoigeg not. Took Rashi. Yeah, right, that's the chilek. The Gemara continues, V'iba Yisema, a third answer to the contradiction, Hava ha b'shoigig, both are b'shoigig. V'hocha b'kons ha'shoigig, the mezid kamif l'gi, ma'asov ha'kansin, ma'asov la'kansin, and we find in other places, a machlekes, whether a knas, which is really deservant by a mazid, whether we would cancel, we would give it knas to a shregig also. So maybe the two braises over here are dependent on that machlekes that we find in other places. You know, so according to this text, we're not trying to make these two braises fit with each other. They don't. However, we're not making a new machlekes. This fits into the machlekes that we have in other places already. That would be the answer. Okay, let's just try to see if we could get this next piece over here. Next piece of Gemara. This is a little unfamiliar. This Mishnah over here. In the Siddurim that we're used to learning, a little kachim over here. Gemara says as follows: Omar from Rav Yeshua, Kitanoi. That whether one this whether he's allowed to come down or not should be dependent on the following machlekes tanoim. The Mishnah says as follows: This is referring to korbanos as follows. The different korbanos have different dinim, how the blood should be given on the mizbeach. We actually have three different types. We have some korbanos which is a matana achas, only one. One placement on the Mizbeach, that's all that carbon requires. On the other extreme, we have something which is Arba Matanus, like carbon Chatos, you put on the Mizbeach in four different places. And then we have a Matan Shtayim Shem Arba, two which is four, which is you're putting it on the Mizbeach with two placings, but you're putting it on a corner. So each placement is showing up on two sides of the Mizbeach. That's what it's referred to as Matan Shtayim Shehem Arba. Now the Gemara over here talks about that if the blood of two korbanos get mixed up with each other, what should you do? So the first part of this Mishnah talks about that if they have the same din, so then you're okay. That's what it means. You have two korbanos which have their din matana is one placement, so that's okay. It got mixed up. Make that matana achas, and we'll assume that part of the blood of each carbon made its way to the mizbeach, and you have your kiyum of the matana. Matana datan matan dalid, nostum be matan dalid. Rashi says matan arba refers to chatos, four set matanas. Here's your nostum matan dalid. Mishnah says the question is as follows: Matan Dalid b'Matan Achas. Let's say you have the blood of Karbonus, which get mixed up, but the requirement of the how to place the blood is different. Matan Abba b'Matan Achas. You have a Matan Abba b'Matan Achas. Now, what does this Matan Arba over here mean? So, according to Rashi, it would sound like it would refer to what we were discussing before, which is a chatos. But the Ritva over here is Ma'orer. Actually, Tosis, I see, already makes the point that aside from the number of matonis that has to be made, but there's another condition, another difference in karbonis. Where on the Mizbeach it has to be placed. There's a middle point on the Mizbeach, which was referred to the Chura Sikra, and certain korbanos, the dam has to be lemaila, above the middle point on the Mizbeach. Matan Keren is referred to, and that's basically a korban chatos. And other ones are placed lemata mechura Sikra, on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. Now, in this mission over here, that the question over here is just a question of the number of matonis, but not the place. So the Tosfos points out over here that in this point of the Mishnah, when they're getting mixed up two types of korbanos, matan arba and matan achas, we must be speaking about Matan Dal, which is Shtayim Shem Arv. That's what we're referring to. Because that, those Matanis, just like the Matan Achas, are in the same place on the Mizbeach. The Matan Mechor HaSikra. Were to be Chatos, which would sound like from Ashi, that's what he explains, then Taisa said, then that's not a problem, because the two dams don't belong in the same place. That's this Taisa. If you look at the beginning of the Taisa, it says, Matan Dal, Matan Achas, Pirish, Oila. The Matan Dal that we're talking about is a korban oila, is an example of that. Shehim Matan Shtayim Shehim Dalid. That the Din Maton, like we explained over there, that Shtayim Shehim Arbi. Actually, we're making two placements, but it's going to end up on four sides of the Mizbeach. That was Nisar V'Bechor Obi Pesach, which is a Matan Achas. Aval Ein Lefarish Matan Dalid Hainu Chatos. Taisa says that we shouldn't explain Matan Dalid means something which has actually four separate Matonis, which would be a Chatos. There's such a thing happened, that's not this Mishnah. Then we're stuck. There's no way of fixing it up. Why? Is letting us know over here that this Mishnah is talking about such a situation where the only difference in the Korbanos is the number. One has more and one has less, but the place on the Mizbeach is the same. If it was a different place on the Mizbeach, then it's only takana. We wouldn't be able to fix things up at all over here. So the Mishnah continues as follows. The Mishnah says, so what do you do now? Right? You have a situation over here where you have dam which is mixed up. Part of the dam over here requires only one. And like we'll see, not more than one. And there's another one that requires four. Or shtam shnarba. And not less. So you're in a situation over here where whatever you do, you have a problem. The Mishnah says as follows. Reb Lezer Minosnu Matan Dal. Reb Lezer Shita is that do Matan Dalit. The Matan Dalit. Reb Yeshua Oimer Yinosnu Pan Achas. No, only do one. Omar Lo Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua Harei Oiver Al Bal Tigra. If you do like you're saying, you only do one, you're over on Bal Tigra, that you're diminishing from the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do a Matan Arba from that one. Omar Bishua, so Bishua said back to him, well, Harehi Oveh B'Val Taisif. Well, on the other hand, if we're going to do the Matan Dalid, then we'll be over on Bal Taisif concerning as far as the carbon which only requires one. Omar Belezer, Lo Yomar Kushu Ba'atzmai. Belezer has an answer to that the Isser of Bal Tosif is only when it's by itself, not when it's mixed with something else. If so, so why don't we say that same svara concerning the Bal Tigra? And Mishua says an additional svara. When you place, if you're going to do Matan Dalid, or Val Tal Bal Tosif, if you're going to place, so if you're doing a positive action over here, so you're through an action, you're being over on Bal Tosif. However, Kishaloy Nusato Vatla Batigulay Sis Mais Biodecho. Reb Shua was saying he's discussing these two. Yeah, if there is a problem over here, and one of the two you're gonna have to be over. So the one we should be over is the one that's done in the non-action rather than with the positive action. So we have machlekes over here. The Gemara says that what's better to do? Reb Elezer de Omar Hosam Kum Esei Odif. The Gemara says, Reb Elezer Sheet over there who says that you do the Matan Dalid, Kum Esei Odif, do what you're supposed to be doing, that's better. Kum Esei Odif, Hochenami Yerid. So over here, in our case, it should follow that he should come down. Rabbi Yeshua, as Reb Lezer over there, is telling you that you should do even an action. So over here in our case, that even though coming down is doing a positive action of Ishtamash Bilan, he should come down in order to rid himself of the Ishtamash Bilan which is happening. Rabbi Yeshua, Adam Hosam Sheval Taisa Odif, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's better to do the non-action. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, don't come down, because that's doing an action, a positive action of Hashtamash B'ilin. Better stay in the tree, and that way, even though it's Hashtamash B'ilin, but it's done in a passive form. So this is what the Gemara means. The Gemara says that Rav Huna Rav Yeshua said that these two braises should be dependent on the two Tanoim. And that the Gemara says, Dil Molohi. No, we could make a difference to show on either side how either of these two braises really could work out with both of the Tanoim. Dil Molohi, I can come up as a hosom, come as a odif. This that by Matonis, Rav Lezer says that you should go do the mitzvah in the positive way, eldekov a mitzvah, because over there, that there's a mitzvah which is requiring you to do it. Now Rashi explains the ka'ovin mitzvah. Rashi says, the mekayim essay. You have a kiyum of a mitzvah essay. Aval hochod loy ka'ovin mitzvah. Over here you don't have the positive mitzvah. Rashi says, loy ka'ovin mitzvah there on the bottom. Perish min averu hu ayidei averu aval kiyum einkan. What you have over here is a situation that you're getting yourself out of an avera by doing another avera, but there is no positive mitzvah which is justifying what you're doing. So then, Rebbe Lezer would never tell you to do a positive action. So on that Gemara says, so therefore there's room to say that even Rebbe Lezer would agree that hachanam leyeri, you can't go down. So that's on one side, that there's no reason to limit Rebbe Lezer's shita in our Mishnah to say that he's the one in our these braises, he's the one who says that to come down. Because there's room to explain that you wouldn't have the requirements to do something positive. And he also would agree not to go down. The Gemara says, V'inami, there's room to say on the other side of things also. This that Reb Lezer holds concerning the Matanah, Shevat Haisa Odif, Elo Deloi, Loi Ka'ovid Isura. Aval Hocha, the Ka'ovid Isura, over there, like Ovid Isura, by Matanis, you're not doing anything, right? You're not. There's no Isra happening at all, right? But by not doing it, it's Memela a Bal Tigra. Aval Hocha to Ovid Isura, Hochinami the Arid. But over here, he's on the tree. Kozman is on the tree. There's an Isra of Ishtamshus B'ilin going on. It's a question of different levels of being over the Isra. But there is, by being on the tree, that's a Tashmish. So it could be that he's even masking that to rid yourself of the constant Isra, which is going on by him being in the tree, he also would agree that you could come down. So if the Gemara says that it's not, there's no reason to say that the Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua should be applicable to us over here, and that would not be an explanation to the contradiction in two braises.